It's time for Out and About with Elaine. Join Elaine as she goes out and about and discusses your weekend, entertainment, fun, or just life in general. Give her a call now at 508-222-1320. That's 508-222-1320. Now, here's Elaine.
Good morning, everyone. This is Elaine LaRoche. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and in studio I have Mike Catanzaro and my very special guest, Tony Viveros, is here. Good morning, Tony. How are you doing? It's so good to see you.
Oh, hi, Elaine. How are you?
It
is bright and early this morning.
Listen, I appreciate that. He's got his coffee cup mug. He's got a mug here. Where's my coffee, Tony?
Right in front of you. You got iced coffee.
I do. I prefer it.
Oh, okay. You don't drink hot coffee?
Not in the summertime. Well, I do. I have to say, yeah, one cup in the morning, hot, and then I like iced coffee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so how are you? Tell me something good.
I'm well. I'm doing fine. It's a beautiful day out there, low humidity. Jim Corbin will get into that. I'm
yes.
hoping he's not, I
yes,
hope he's not listening
in.
Thinking that I'm taking over on his job. But it is a nice day out there, and it's great to be here, despite the hour.
I know. Well, there's so many things that we're going to talk about today, but with Tony, I figure I will give him the first 15 minutes of my show, and we're going to be talking about things that are happening in the Attleboro area. But later in the show, after Jim Corbin, there is something I do want to bring to your attention. It seems like, you know, we're going to talk about the crime prevention, especially the recent increases in home invasions. On average, the statistics are 3.7 million households are burglarized each year, and about 28% of the burglaries, one of the household members was present during the burglary. And locally, we've had some increases in home invasions, and particularly on my street, that I want to give you some pointers if you're going away on vacation, or some really good crime prevention tips. But for right now, I'd like to be lighthearted because Tony is here. And and you can tell us what's going on in the Attleboro area for out and about activities, especially concert in the park. How's that going, by the way?
There's concerts in the park, and I just wanted to, I'm sure you'll bring it out on your out and about. This is the first year that we have had the Attleboro Farmers Market at Capron Park, as you know, and it's been working out very, very successful. They had huge crowds, and they're all, the reason they're at the park because the Finnberg Field has had some cleanup issues, so they're supposed to be here at the park for the for only this year.
Oh.
But we've enjoyed having them here. We've had no problem. And they like being here, and hopefully they'll be here every year at Capron Park.
Really?
Yeah, it's worked out extremely well. You have parking at the high school. You have parking at the park. It's mostly people that come in, shop, go out, you know, so it's a lot of in-and-out traffic. So it's worked out quite well. And the O'Connell Field, baseball field, that used to be a part of the park, and it used to be a very active field because most of the Little League games were played there years ago. And now, with all the fields in Attleboro, the O'Connell Memorial Park isn't used as well. And so it's great utilization for that, and we want to see if we can do something with that ballpark. Of course, we have the O'Connell family name on it, and I don't know if there's any relatives, but We have to find better use of that park. And it's just laying there dormant.
It's beautiful. I was there last week. I went to the farmer's market. There were 27 vendors. I mean, fresh fruit and vegetables from everywhere. They have a vineyard there, and oh, my goodness.
And a good crowd comes, right?
Yes, yeah. It's starting to get bigger and better, they said. I think people are just trying to find it. But once you go one time, it's like I'm going to breakfast after here, and then I'm going back down to get my vegetables.
Yeah, and it's very easy to get to. Drive down Busher Street.
Yep.
Park right at the high school.
I could walk there.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And it's a short walk from where you park to Farmers Market than it was at Finnberg Field.
Absolutely. You know, very convenient.
Yeah,
it is. And they have an organic farmer now this year, and it's all these wonderful vegetables that are just, my gosh, the difference between regular grown and organic is amazing.
And of course, they have Homestead Brewery there. With the
Yes, they do, and wine, and you can taste the wine at 9:30 in the morning if you so want to. All right, I did. It was good.
9:30 in the morning, you drink wine? Wow, everything's early with Elaine. 7 o'clock in the morning, wine by 9:30.
Oh, my God, Tony, come on.
You know you're on the air, right?
Yes. Oh, gosh, yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
All right, and the other thing going on at the park is the annual Samuel Stone concerts, and we're already halfway through the season, and, you know, that reminds me how quick summer flies by, you know. And we've had a great summer. We were just talking before we got on the air about the storm Tuesday. But
oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah, other than that, we've had a great summer. It hasn't been any real long stretches of muggy weather, hot, hazy, humid. I'm looking at the calendar of the summer concerts, and we're already up to August 13th, which is next Thursday, for our Super Chief Trio. We have three concerts left.
Wow.
Super Chief Trio, Andy Solberg, and on the 27th of August, we have Cactus Attack.
Mm-hmm.
And the concerts are free to the public. Just bring some lawn chairs for seating. And enjoy the music on a nice sunny Thursday evening, and they're from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. And as usual, we will still take donations.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be short for next year, I think probably about three concerts short, and so we're looking for about $1,500. And if you want to write a check, please do so. Make it out to the City of Attleboro. And on the memo line, just put Samuel M. Stone Concerts and send it to the Park Administration, 199 County Street, Attleboro, Mass., 02703, and attention Terry Conti.
Very good.
Hopefully we'll get the concerts going. And later on we have, I'm not going to say it now, but later on we're going to have some good news, hopefully some good news on concert funding.
Good.
So keeping that in mind, we're still short for next year.
Okay.
So so anyways, and I was reading in the, and I'm sure that a lot of people were watching the, this has nothing to do with Attleboro. Well, in a sense it does. The debate Thursday night with all the candidates. And were you two watching?
You mean the comedy show?
Well, yeah. Yeah. You know,
this is the one with Donald Trump, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the Donald Trump show. You know, of course, I think everybody was watching, whether you're a Republican or Democrat or unenrolled or any kind of party, the Donald Trump factor, you know. And I'm surprised that he's leading in the polls, and he's hitting a certain chord of people that are frustrated with government. And I don't think he'll ever be president. If it was anybody else, I think then that person would have a serious bid.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, but Donald Trump. But, I mean, it's been great entertainment, if anything, you know. And hopefully it'll get voters to the polls because, you know, people don't vote anymore. And local elections, a small turnout comes out and nobody's interested. But if he does that, good, you know. So.
Oh, my God. I think that he is a showman. There's no doubt about it. And I think that when they were asking about the should they form a third party, you know, who would go outside, like be running as an independent, and nobody, you know, he said, I'm not going to commit to that. He couldn't commit to that because I think that's what's going to happen. The Republican Party is going to choose somebody.
Right.
And he'll run as an independent. And, yeah, of course, it'll split the votes. And it gives the Democrats.
Well, it'll hurt the Republican Party.
Right.
You know, what Ross Perot did a few years back.
Yes.
And, you know, but, well, you know, I mean, the only criteria to become president is that you have to be a naturalized citizen and you have to be over 35. There's no other criteria.
Oh, I just made it.
Oh, I thought you have to be rich, too.
Well, that's been the norm, yeah. And I do like Ben Carson's comment that he was, he's the surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
He was the first to perform a Siamese twin separation. He was the first to remove a half a brain, although if you go to Washington, D.C., you think that he was beat by that on the... That was such a great comic. And he's the other one that has no political experience, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, it's a long time. You know, a lot of people think that the election is this year.
I know.
You know, and it's a...
That's because they can't wait for the term to be over.
Yeah, I know, you know. And everything starts right. so early, you know.
They do, earlier and earlier. But, I mean, look, they've got so many people. Nowhere in the history of our country where we've had so many candidates to run for president, you know. So they've got to narrow the field down for sure.
Yeah, so many they can't fit them on the stage.
I know, really. That's for sure. Woo, honest
to
God.
As far as the park is concerned, we've had, I want to thank the Garden Club, the Attleboro Garden Club.
Oh.
They redid over the 3-year period in three phases, the entire rose garden, and it looks absolutely beautiful. If you get a chance to go down there, Elaine or Mike, take a ride or get out and look at the rose garden. It is absolutely gorgeous.
Is that the Hagopian rose garden or no?
No, it's the Anderson rose garden. It's sort of sunken in a nice stone wall, and above that is the Hagopian walkway. But a lot of weddings take place, and they utilize both places, you know.
Nice.
But when the roses are out and the trellises and all that, it's just and you got the stone wall background. It's such a beautiful place for pictures. So
it sure is.
They do a marvelous job. Are we coming up to a break?
We are.
Every Thursday, you see the volunteers weeding and clipping and trimming. Over there at the park, so I can't thank them enough for the generous volunteer work and the donations that they
well said.
Okay,
you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Our number here is 508-222-1320. We're going to take a quick break, and in studio we have Tony Viveras. If you'd like to talk to Tony, please call in after our break.
Kids 14 years old and younger are invited to make an appointment to read to a certified therapy dog at the Attleboro Public Library. Reading to a non-judgmental patient listener can give children the encouragement they need to improve their reading skills. Kids read in 20-minute increments, and the only requirement is that the child must be able to read. Beginning readers are welcome. The reading sessions will take place from 9 to 10 a.m. on August 4th, 11th, and 18th in the Balfour Room of the library. To register or for more information, call Children's Librarian Crystal Brown at 508-222-7820.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Find a relaxed position to let go of the time you left your daughter's blouse in the dryer too long and it shrunk 4 sizes, or when you donated her private diary to the public library. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Go, Caleb!
Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Obvious.
Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The 20th annual South Attleboro Lions Club Antique Car Show will take place on Sunday, August 23rd at La Salette Shrine in Attleboro. Registration will be open from 8 a.m. to noon. Judging takes place from noon to 1 with an award ceremony at 3. Hundreds of cars will compete in 48 classes. Proceeds for the event benefit South Attleboro Lions Club charities. For more information on the car show, call Bob at 508-761-4149.
Good morning, everyone. This is Elaine LaRoche, and you are listening to Out and About with Elaine. And in studio, I have Tony Viveras. Our number here is 508-222-1320. We invite you to call in. Right now, we are going to read you some of our Out and About activities. And I'm going to start by saying tomorrow, Sunday, at 3 p.m., the VFW on Park Street is going to have a great barbecue. Cocktails start at 3 p.m. See, they start early. Dinner is at 4. Raffles and everything are happening. I have tickets to this wonderful event, and you can bet I am definitely going to see this. Also on Sunday, Cumberland Fest returns. Come on down to Diamond Hill Park on Route 114. It is the 25th annual festival featuring live music. They're going to have lots of food. They have amusement park kind of rides and games, and they even have a fireworks, so check that out as well. And on Monday, gosh, I can't believe it's already August 10th on Monday. C is for comic, they say. Have a wonderful time. Have you ever wondered how comic books are made? Well, if you come to the Attleboro Public Library on Monday night at 7 p.m., you can meet some of the writers and actually learn about this wonderful world of writing comic books. This is an event for all ages, and it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. I do want to mention one special thing tomorrow, too, at the Rhode Island International Film Festival. We'll feature Julia Louis-Dreyfus at the RISD Museum. Do you know who that is?
Isn't that the lady from Seinfeld?
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh,
yeah. She will be Elaine. Here.
Is it Elaine?
Yes. What? What?
No,
you're talking to
not
me.
Not this Elaine.
I thought you were talking to me. Well, yes, she'll be here for a special screening of a documentary called Generosity of the Eye at 4:45 p.m. She never realized this, but listen to this. It's a very special personal story of her father, William. Right? He had a passion for art and education, and he was just phenomenal. He was an art collector, had all this money too. He was very wealthy, and he connected with a single act of generosity. And it's a fact that her father made a decision to sell off his art collection to benefit education efforts for Afro-American children in the Harlem Children's Zone. So her husband said, you know what, we should make a documentary about this because nobody really knew about this. And so they did, and she's doing this screening at 4:45 p.m. on Sunday. So you can actually go and meet her, and I'm not really sure what the ticket price is. I can imagine it's really very pricey. But something for really unique and eclectic, on Tuesday from 9 to 5 at Battleship Cove, you can enter to win the Rosie the Riveter lookalike contest. Admission is free, and they say to be sure you dress in your best overalls, and the contest winner will be announced at 2 p.m. at Battleship Cove. It's celebrating, actually, 50-year anniversary, and they're throwing a party being planned on August 10th, and it goes all the way through the 16th. So that's what I have. How about you, Tony? You want to pick it up?
Oh, yeah, and while I'm reading this, I just want to show you that. On Thursday, Cape and Pod Concert in the Park Series, this Thursday here, Super G Trio. And the concert starts at 6:30 to 8 p.m. And as I said, make sure you bring lawn chairs and enjoy a nice summer evening. For something different, why not check out the art scene at the Attleboro Art Museum? The exhibit, Eight Visions from Eight Local Artists, will be on display until September 3rd. And the museum hours, are, by the way, are Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And in Providence, there are several festivals going on today. One of the festivals is Foo Fest at AS220. Is a great block party on Empire Street. Elaine, explain that, AS220. Do you know what that is? Or no, neither do I.
I think it's an art thing.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah,
it's in Providence.
Yeah, it's a building, and it's for local artists to come, and they can it's a they give them free space to create different things. They have it's like a coffee shop too. They have local bands and things. It's eclectic.
And it's on Empire Street.
Yes.
And of all day live music, food trucks from Asian fusion to delicious Mexican fare, enjoy dancing or design your own T-shirts, tote bags, and other items. The fun starts at 1 o'clock on Empire Street. Follow the music, and you are there. And the Dominican Festival, the parade starts at 10 a.m. on Thurber Avenue. I imagine this is in Providence.
Yes.
Hear music and have a delicious array of wonderful Dominican cuisine. Mm-hmm. The fun moves to Roger Williams Park. And the Charleston Seafood Festival in Nineveh Park.
That's good.
Food offering included lobster steamers, chowder, fish, chips, and a raw bar. Boy, I'm ready to go right now.
It's
Arts
delicious.
And crafts are here along with lots of family fun. Saturday from 11 o'clock to 11 p.m. and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And lottery numbers. Mass Daily, 0871. Rhode Island Daily, 2480. Mass Cash, 315, 17, 21, 30. Mega Millions, 138, 53, 63, 66. Man, how many numbers they have.
I know, really.
Oh, my God. And the Mega Ball is 10. And the Mega...
Plier.
I swear, whoever wrote this is a doctor. Hey. Mega Plier is 3. So there's your lottery numbers. Hopefully one of somebody out there won.
I know. I always say that if you win this, you have to be a genius to pick out all those numbers and the Mega Ball and the Mega Plier.
Yeah, you have to have a horseshoe someplace and all those numbers. I mean, how do
they... just lucky.
Yeah, well, it is all luck. But somebody's got to win it.
That's true.
You know, so it might as well be us or you.
Oh, man, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, so. That would be great. Oh, also, thank you, Tony.
Yeah.
Actually, there's another event on Monday, too, before the comic book presentation. It says, meet the Lego Builder in at the Attleboro Library. Master Model Builder. What a job. Ian Coffey of the Legoland Discovery Center in Boston will be presenting... I guess he's going to give you some tips from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., so that's a half hour before the comic book demonstration. He's going to be sharing with everyone how he got his job, what he does, and he'll show you his favorite things in building Legos and different shape. He'll share tips and tricks for building Legos, bricks, and different things. They say registration is required, but I'm sure that you can just... walk in.
Wow, imagine
so you've got
paid.
Lego Builder.
I know.
How do you get a job?
Play with Legos?
How do you get a job like
you
that?
You know, my two grandchildren are deep into Legos, and they would enjoy that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I don't know anybody that doesn't have a Lego set or full of Legos. If you'd like to share your stories here, too, or would like to comment or say hi to Tony, jump on the line. Our number here is 508-222-1320. So we're having an easy breezy day. It looks like it's going to be a fabulous day. And like Tony was saying, it's a great day to get out and about with a lot of activities. The farmers market is going to be starting at 9 o'clock this morning, and more vegetables, more produce, more fruits and everything, and of course, more wine.
Yeah, and if you want to get out there around 9:30, share a glass of wine with Elaine.
Now, Tony, don't start rumors that I start drinking.
And then at 3 o'clock, the VFW, right, you said?
That's going to be on Sunday.
Oh, Sunday.
I have to pace myself.
Oh, okay.
I have to pace myself. No, I'm going to a wedding later.
Today?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Tonight, yeah.
Here in Attleboro or?
No, Bellingham.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so we digress here.
So the reception's going to be at Bellingham, right?
Yes.
I imagine it's going to be at, what is it, the chicken place? No.
No. No,
oh, okay.
It's at another venue I can't mention.
Okay.
I don't want you showing up. No, I'm holding.
Well,
kidding.
I'm trying to invite myself at the reception.
It's gonna be a very late night. So, but we digress here. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. There are a ton of different activities today, and tomorrow, and next week, and with everything else that's going on. I do want to bring your attention, and I know we're going to take a break in just a minute, but and Jim Corbin will be calling in at 7:35. But there's been a rash of home invasions in the Attleboro area, an increase in home evasions. And I'll tell you about that after Jim's report, and we have the last 15 minutes and everything. But personally, my next-door neighbor, I live right off of County Street, and at 11 p.m., while they were sleeping, and the neighbors have four children, and they're under the age of eight, two adults and two dogs. The first hit was at 11 o'clock at night. They tried to get in the back through the living room window, and they were scared off by the dogs barking. But then another group of folks walked up the driveway and tried to go into the breezeway and tried to open up the kitchen door. And again, the dogs were barking and everything, and then my neighbors called the police. And then we found out that there is a higher ratio of home invasions now because there's an increase in drug abuse, especially heroin. And they're desperate. Folks are very desperate to break in and take money, jewelry, and electronics to pawn. So I do have some statistics. I do have some prevention tips. And especially with the summertime, everybody's going on vacation. I had talked to a good friend of mine who's chief of police up in Wrentham, had given us some really good tips too on preventing preventing that, or what to do in case of an invasion. But we're going to be lighthearted because Jim Corbin is going to be talking to us when we come back on the flip side of our break. But as always, my job, my responsibility to you is to have a lot of fun, of course, but also to bring it to your attention to protect yourself when we can. So we're going to take a quick break, and on the flip side, Jim Corbin will be calling in with our weather. In studio, I have Jim. I have Tony Viveras here. I'm sorry. Jim Corbin will be calling in, I promise. Woo, it's a day. And you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Everyday elegance of early 19th century clothing for ladies and gentlemen will be the focus at Old Sturbridge Village on Saturday, August 15th and Sunday, the 16th. Old Sturbridge Village has played a vital role in preserving early American history for nearly 70 years. And if you're interested in 1830s fashions and period dress, Textile Weekend will be an event you don't want to miss. For more information, call 1-800-733-1830. That's 1-800-733-1830.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing and a summer evening. It's everybody over for Sunday dinner and your family sleeping in their own beds at night. Making home affordable is a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
The Attleboro Farmers Market has set up location this year at O'Connell Field in Capron Park, and parking is available at the Attleboro High School Bushy Street lot and all along Blue Pride Way. Enjoy a stroll through the park from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. each and every Saturday morning, right straight through until October 24th, to find fresh fruits and vegetables at your fingertips. Buy fresh, buy local. For more information, feel free to send an email to attleborofarmersmarket@gmail.com.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and in studio I have Tony Viveras here. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Elaine. How are you this morning?
I'm a bit tired, but I'm doing quite well.
Oh, good. Well, you have your coffee in front of you.
I do, yes, but I have to be careful because it's not polite to, you know, sip it down when you're talking. So.
Oh, it's decaf.
No, it's not decaf.
Oh, it's caffeine.
It's high test. I need my coffee in the morning, Tony.
Yeah, I do too. Mm. That's the only thing I look forward to in the morning.
Really?
Is a good cup of coffee. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, when I go in for a medical appointment and they say nothing to drink and eat after midnight.
Right.
Oh, man, I'm like a bear. I got to have my coffee, but, you know, it's tough, you know.
It is. I know.
And it's tough. I think it's tougher to go without coffee than quitting smoking, which I used to smoke years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know... at my age, what's left? Coffee, that's it, you know.
Now, do you still go down to the train station? Because
yes,
you were down at Tony's Whistle Stop for many years.
Yep. No,
why, what's over there?
Huh?
What was over there?
Coffee shop.
Oh, coffee, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Coffee shop ticket agent.
Yes.
Yeah, I still go there. I get there around 5:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And leave around 7 o'clock, you know.
See, you're an early riser, too.
Yeah. I get up at 4:30.
Yeah. I get up at 5:30.
Yeah, 4:30. It's a great time of day, even on the weekends. If you got any sort of work to do around the house or any paperwork, there's no disturbances.
Right.
And, you know, so I like getting up. And I love getting the newspaper off the porch, having coffee, and watching the news on TV with nobody around, and you get your daily fill of what's going on in the world, so, yeah.
Yes. Now, I wanted to ask you, too, before Jim called in, is there anything coming up with the Capron Park?
Yes, we have. I'm glad you reminded me, Elaine. We have your passport to Ireland on September 19th.
Do you?
And we expect that to be just a great evening, and we expect it to be a crowded evening. It's one of the Friends of Capron Park Zoo biggest fundraiser of the year, and all the money goes to the zoo. But there'll be entertainment by Irish groups. There'll be part of your ticket price entitles you to the food, and it'll be an Irish theme.
Nice.
Type food.
Right.
There'll be alcoholic beverages there. It's a 21 and over event only,
mm-hmm.
And I believe it's from 7 to 9 or 7 to 10, but don't quote me on the hours. But it's on a Saturday night, September 19th, Passport to Ireland, and there'll be more about it in the paper.
Great.
And, you know, and they're getting the word out. So.
Okay, great. Well, I think Jim Corbin is on the line, and we're going to get our update. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Elaine and Tony and Mike. How's everything over there?
Good morning, Jim. How
are
you?
We're doing great.
Good, yeah. I'm doing well, and... looking out the window at a beautiful morning, and boy, I'll tell you, nice and comfortable, low humidity, and this has been the theme most of this summer, as I think Tony had said a little while ago, observing the fact that we have not had long streaks of heat and humidity, and we're in a streak right now of very little of that, so that's the good news. Now, if there is some not-so-good news, perhaps, it may be a little wet here next week for a time, but that's next week, so let's not worry about it. We've got temperatures in the upper 50s and lower 60s. We're going to have temperatures today reaching about 78 for a high, and it's all in the wind direction, especially in the summertime. Wind out of the northeast, however, a northeast wind with high pressure, so that means it's a dry northeast wind, but it comes in off that water off to our east over towards Plymouth and Duxbury. And so if you're going to be over there or anywhere generally east of Route 24, say, today, it'll be more like the low to mid-70s. That's it. Then tonight, more good sleeping weather. Temperatures will fall down into the upper 50s and lower 60s. By the way, at your favorite South Coast beach, Horseneck or Narragansett, Jamestown, the average high tide this weekend will be the early afternoon, around between 1 and 2 o'clock. Tonight, falling to about 60. And then it looks like a little more in the way of clouds tomorrow, but I don't expect any rain. The possibility of some rain down on the islands, perhaps Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket, for a little while tomorrow. high temperatures with a little more cloud cover in the mid-70s. So, again, if you don't like high heat and humidity, you're really going to like the next few days. Then on Monday, it looks like we'll have mainly sunny skies, high temperatures getting back into the upper 70s. And then it looks like a rather potent low pressure coming in from the west for Tuesday. We could get some showers as early as late Monday night. And it looks like a wet day on Tuesday, so that might be the day if you have plans and you know you might want to just stay in and do them. Tuesday looks to be the day because it looks like it's going to be on the wet side. And that will linger into Wednesday morning, and then we'll have more dry and cooler weather by Wednesday afternoon and Thursday. At least for the next week, I don't see any hot, humid weather. So a bit of a break from that as we go into the next several days.
How about Thursday? I wanted to find out Thursday. We have an outing over at 12 Acres at the, and I was wondering about that weather.
Looks, I would say, probably in the 70s again, with mostly sunny skies, maybe some puffy clouds here and there, but that should be about it. I mean, no significant, really, the only rainy day I can see through at least late next week is Tuesday. It's coming up Tuesday, so, and even a little portion of maybe Wednesday morning, but yeah, right now I would say, next Thursday looks good.
Perfect.
And also, the tropics are quiet. We're now just closing in now on our hurricane season here in New England, which, as I've said before, is generally mid-August through about the first few days of October.
Mm-hmm.
And that nothing brewing, though. That's the good news. So quiet in the tropics. Well, on tomorrow's date, back in 1976, we had Hurricane Bell. Some of you might remember it, B-E-L-L-E. It hit western New England worse than eastern New England, including Providence and Attleboro, Taunton. But we still have winds up about 60 miles an hour for several hours. And that was on tomorrow's date, August 9th, 1976. And this is the first of what will be several anniversaries of hurricanes and tropical storms that we've had. But again, the good news, nothing serious. And I don't see any really severe weather on the Tuesday rain event. There's a chance of maybe something. Of course, remember last Tuesday, this past week, we had the severe weather in the morning in much of Rhode Island, trees coming down, things like that. There's a chance that there could be some severe weather involved with what happens on Tuesday. So that's really about the only bad weather stretch we're going to have for the next week, I think, and that's right around next Tuesday coming up.
Hey, hi, Jim. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, even though you say it's the good news that we have good weather, but we do need the rain, though, too.
Oh, yeah. We are below overall over the last several months.
Yeah.
Not by a ton, but and we always can use it. And I always like to say, if it rains in the summertime, I love it when it does it at night for obvious reasons. Most people are not out at night. And also, the rain gets into the ground better. There's less evaporation. The other thing, as I've said to many people over the years, and not just me saying it, but you never want to do, like, if you're watering your lawn, you're crazy to do it in the afternoon on a sunny day, because most of that water is going to just evaporate. That's why you always see a lot of people, you know, running their sprinklers or whatever right in the early morning. That is the best time in terms of a reasonable hour, right at the sunrise. Or just before, because that is usually when you have the highest relative humidity. So, and you're not going to get as much evaporation. So, again, yeah, we could use the rain from time to time. It looks like we're not going to get any this weekend around this area. Maybe, as I said, the Cape and Islands. But next Tuesday, a good chance for maybe at least a half an inch of rain or more. So that's the good news, if that's the way you want to look at it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, if what's good news to us is bad news to other people, especially out in California.
Oh,
boy,
yeah.
They would love to have a week of rain.
They're actually getting a little bit more cooler and some rain in some places, but certainly not enough that's going to break the drought and also all those fires and everything else going on out there. California, I'll tell you, I've said for years as well, it is a place, it's beautiful if you're just in one spot, but, you know, the nice scenery, but if they're not getting earthquakes, they're getting fires, mudslides, because it either goes one extreme or the other. They have these fires that burn down the countryside, and again, not necessarily buildings, and then so that all that countryside is burned out, then they'll get a short stretch of heavy rain, and since there's no vegetation because it's all burned out, they get mudslides. So it's a beautiful state in terms of the scenery, but it is a tough state, and not just parts of California, even parts of Oregon are like this as well, but mostly California. When was the last time you really heard any great news coming out of California? And I mean this with all due respect to anyone that knows anyone out there. It's almost always bad news, and especially anything to do with nature. And it makes us realize how beautiful we have it here in New England.
Oh, absolutely. I think that even though we do have the seasons change, and even though we do have, you know, severe winter storms from time to time, the change of seasons, the, you know, the way that, you know, like the fall foliage and things like that, we are pretty lucky, I think, that we are. But you know what? One thing, too, I wanted to mention, we were talking about, you know, like sunset times and different things. Yep. I noticed, like, starting around 8 o'clock now, like about 10 after 8, it's starting to just start to get really, like, you know, it's starting to get darker now, and it's like we're losing
today,
minutes, right?
Yeah, we're losing about a minute and a half now on both ends, on the mornings and the evenings. Of course, the mornings, meaning it's a little darker if you get up at the same time. I think you said you get up at 5:30. You probably noticed, Elaine, that even this past week, it seemed a little not quite as bright as it was just a few weeks ago. And, we're losing about 2.5 minutes a day of daylight. And, again, that's on, as I always say, on a flat horizon. Mm-hmm. Whenever we say the sunset is, like today, it's 5 minutes of eight this evening. That's if you were living right on the ocean or you had a flat horizon with no trees. Almost no one is. Not many people are that, but the point being, it's 5 minutes of eight, and it's getting to that time of year. Now, we still have a lot of summer to go, a lot of warm temperatures to go, and my favorite season of the fall, but the one negative is, and you'll notice it, and you have noticed it recently, again, you start to notice it's a little bit darker in the mornings, and it's a little bit darker in the evenings. But still, long days compared to what they'll be in December and January.
Oh, I know. I it's that time of year. I mean, I love the fall, don't get me wrong, but when we do the daylight saving, oh, my God, and you come out of work at 5
Sunday,
o'clock, and it's so dark.
Oh,
you know,
the first
black.
You know, because we always do it, on that Saturday night, or when you go to bed, 2 a.m. technically. But it's that, so it's always a Sunday that has that first really dark late afternoon. So that's the one you dread. You have to kind of get used to it because you know you're going to be dealing with it for the next several months. it's a tough hit. Daylight savings is great, but then you start to take it for granted, and you especially realize how much you miss it when you have that first day when you set the clocks back. And again, that the only good thing about that setting your clocks back is that you do get an extra hour on that Sunday, on the rest of that weekend. That's why I always call it that weekend when we set the clocks back. It's the longest weekend of the year, by 1 hour. But the price you pay, of course, is it getting dark kind of early in the late afternoon.
Is there any way that we can file legislation on Beacon Hill to eliminate winter?
No, I don't think the ski areas would love that. Everyone benefits in the weather in all different ways, and as I always say as well, in the summertime, like you were mentioning, you like to get some rain from time to time. Places like bowling alleys and movie theaters, they love it when you get a rainy day. So they will, in other words, you know, the beaches, all right, maybe there won't be a lot of people at the beach this Tuesday, say down at Horseneck Beach or Narragansett or Pasquamic and Westerly, but there'll be people maybe in bowling alleys and movie theaters more than normal. So, again, because of the rain, no one's probably going to go down, very few people will go down to the beach on a rainy day.
Sure.
So what will they do? They'll do other things that they can do indoors. So the weather, in different ways, that's why we love it when we have our variety, because it affects the different people. Of course, this past winter, although, again, what that second half of the winter was an onslaught of snow, the ski areas and all those, anything involving ice skating, outdoor arenas and things like that, they did really well last half of this past winter. Maybe next winter we'll have a dud season of snow, and that'll make a lot of people, I'm sure, happy, but it'll affect the ski areas. Not as many people would be skiing. And again, not everyone is a skier, but people do other things outdoors. So always something around here that is either good or bad. And again, I'll end on this. The next, you know, this Tuesday's rain is going to be good for some and not good for others, but it also, for all of us, fills up the reservoir, Manchester Reservoir there in Attleboro and all the other Norton Reservoirs down the street where I am and other places. So again, it's good for someone all the time, not good all the time for everyone, though.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you calling in, and we got to take a break. But
okay,
Jim, have
I'll
a great weekend, and
thank you
for the forecast as always.
You're welcome.
See you,
I'll
Jim.
See you later.
Take
okay,
care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jim.
Yep.
All right, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be up for our last few minutes.
The Attleboro Arts Museum is looking for students in grades 9 through 12 to take part in their Teen Docent program. Attleboro Arts Museum Teen Docents lead museum tours and engage children and families in enriching educational experiences. Teen Docents are volunteers who come from all backgrounds and interests, but they all share a common passion for art and for engaging with children and families. To volunteer for this community service opportunity and be a teen docent at the Attleboro Arts Museum, call 508-222-2644.
How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. Look for FAST. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was six, I had one thing on my mind. When I was six, my days were spent playing basketball every chance I could. When I was six, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was six, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn the signs of a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. I'm Paul George. Protect the ones you love. Spot a stroke F-A-S-T. Fast. Life is why. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The 20th annual South Attleboro Lions Club Antique Car Show will take place on Sunday, August 23rd at La Salette Shrine in Attleboro. Registration will be open from 8 a.m. to noon. Judging takes place from noon to 1 with an award ceremony at 3. Hundreds of cars will compete in 48 classes. Proceeds for the event benefit South Attleboro Lions Club charities. For more information on the car show, call Bob at 508-761-4149.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Our number here is 508-222-1320. In studio, I have Tony Viveros, and we've been talking about out and about activities and all kinds of good things. And we have a good weather forecast as far as the, the beginning of the week, as Jim was saying, we might get some rain and everything, but the rest of the week looks fantastic. What are you reading over there, sir?
I'm looking at the, you know me, I'm a car nut.
Yes.
And the South Attleboro Lions Club is holding their 20th annual antique car show on August 23rd, which is a Sunday at La Salette. And I've been to quite a few of these, and they have some beautiful cars out there. Some are even for sale. So, it's a great time to go back and see your first car or look at a car that you've always admired.
1964, red Corvette.
That was your first car?
No. It was a 67 Chevy Malibu that my dad bought.
Where does the 64 Corvette come in?
1970.
Oh, you had a 64 Corvette, though?
In 1970.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Jeez.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And you were cruising the streets of West Warwick.
No, No, we won't get into my personal life there. All right, we've got to talk about something serious.
Okay.
Because
right.
It is.
Well, this is serious too.
Oh yes, it is. Yes, it is. And unfortunately, I'll be in Yorktown, Virginia that weekend, so I won't be able to come. But upcoming shows, I do want to mention. I had talked to George Leonard, who's Georgie Porgy.
Yep.
And the Crybabies. He'll be back on our show with his famous guitar, and he'll be playing songs and everything the last Saturday of August. So if you're out and about yourself, sir, maybe you can stop in and say hi to us. George had a birthday yesterday, so we want to say happy birthday to George Leonard. We also want to say happy birthday to Emily Johnson, whose birthday is today.
Oh.
Yes. So at the beginning of the show, I had talked to you about, on average, there's an estimated 3.7 million household burglaries occurring each year, and there seems to be an increase in Massachusetts. As I was saying to folks, it's all of Massachusetts, not just the Attleboro area. Unfortunately, my next-door neighbor was broken into, or they tried to attempt to break into this week, two days this week, actually. And it was at night. One time was at 11 o'clock at night, and one was at 11:30 p.m. And both times, I mean, what really floors me is, I don't want to say it, but I mean, like, I live on a busy street, and I live on a corner. Their house is right next door to mine, and they were attempted to break in, two people both times. So there were two different groups of people trying to break in. So I had reached out to a chief of police that I know up in Wrentham, Jim Anderson, and I asked him to be on the show today, but he couldn't do that. But he did give me some information about, you know, just be aware. And a lot of people are going on vacation, so Jim said to me, I can give you some really good tips. So I said, okay, and these are them. So first of all, you should probably just be aware. My neighbors actually texted me what had happened. I think that we have to go back to the old school of getting to know your neighbors, you know. Call the police to report any suspicious activity. If you're leaving on vacation, tell your neighbors and have a relative check on the house while you're gone. You should cancel newspaper subscriptions while you're away. Also, make sure that you put your mail on hold. Make it look like someone's in the house by putting lights on, a timer, which is really good. Keep a radio or TV on. And if at home, if you hear somebody trying to open a window or door, don't approach that area. Just call 911 immediately. My tip is to give your neighbors your cell phone number and text each other when you're away. And I have to say, my neighbors did text me several times. And a lot of times they do that. They'll say, hey, Lane, did we shut the garage door? Can you just check for us? And all it takes is just to go outside and look and then text them back. And I think, and then she texted me about the, you know, the B&E. So I think that we have to be more cautious when we're there. I went home because, I mean, during the day, my windows are wide open to get some fresh air in. And so I was more aware now to go back home. And I did work from home that day. But I slept okay last night, just knowing that, you know, the house was locked up and secure. And so I think that we have to be a little bit more diligent. There are people that are on drugs that are trying to break in for a fast getaway with they're looking for jewelry and money and electronics that they can sell. And that's happening everywhere. But in the summertime, it just seems like it's more prevalent. And I just wanted you to be aware. And this is what happened to me and my neighborhood. So just be aware that folks are out there. And I think that communication is key. So, Tony, do you have anything to add to that?
No, it's amazing because I've lived in Attleboro all my life, and we were never broken in. And I was thinking about my childhood days. We didn't lock the doors.
Sure.
The front door was always open. We were outside in the yard. Things of that nature. It wasn't, I don't remember houses being broken in, but now it's for the fast buck, as you said, and anybody tries to get in. And for the most part, I think that house breaks, most people that break into houses want to go in and out undetected,
mm-hmm.
Because obviously they don't want to get caught, but still it's brazen when you break into a house with people in the house.
I know, and it's very, very, it was a bad situation, I think, only because they were four children under the age of eight.
Right.
You know, they had two adults, four children, two dogs, and they got broken in within 4 days, twice.
Yeah.
So.
And even though they break in, or they may not take anything, or you come home and you know that you're broken in, and you're thankful that nobody got hurt, nothing got stolen. You lock the door.
Mm-hmm.
Your thought process is that your privacy, your domain, has been invaded.
Sure.
And, like even you, Elaine, that even though your house wasn't broken into, but you lived next door, but you were conscious of it, that it disrupted your life and your sleep and It's just a sad situation. And sometimes you probably think, geez, maybe they looked at my house and just decided to break into that house.
So, I know. It's amazing. It just really, it floors me sometimes. But anyway, folks, we're going to wrap up our show. I know we've only got another minute and a half, but I'd like to thank Mike for coming in and setting up the board for me. Thank goodness he's here every week with me. And also, Tony, thank you for coming in as well. And I'd like to thank you, our listeners, for listening to my show Out and About with Elaine. We're on every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 8. Dominic will be back on Monday from 6 a.m. to 10, followed by Paul Healy from 10 to noon. And from all of us here at WARA 1320, thanks for listening. And meet me back here next Saturday. And let's keep the conversation going here. Make it a great week. And I hope that you get a chance to get out and about yourselves. I think we only have another minute or so. But if you can, I'll just reiterate here, get out and about and see these wonderful concerts, you know, at Capron. And like tomorrow, there's going to be a fabulous barbecue at the VFW and a great cause. I'm going to be there, so come on out and meet me. It'll be a lot of fun, great food, great people. And as always, you know, we want to make sure that everybody has a great time, too.
And the farmer's market today at Capron Park.
And I'm going to breakfast now, and then I'm going to hit the farmer's market. You betcha.
And
yes.
That'll open up in an hour, 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock.
9 o'clock to 1. Yes. Come on down and meet these great people, local vendors. I mean, you can't get any fresher than coming to our farmers markets.
And there's nothing better in the summer than native corn, native tomatoes, cucumbers.
I am so there. Yeah. In 2 weeks, our plum tomatoes are coming in, and I make my homemade sauce. I can't wait for it, Tony. I can't wait. Yeah, have a great week.
Yes, and you do the same.
Thank you.
And hopefully I'll be back on again.
Yes, we'll like to invite you, too, because George Leonard will be coming on the last Saturday of the month, so we can't wait to have him on. So take good care, everybody out there. Be safe. Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next week.